From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Good morning! Surprise!
This is John Leonetti.
No, it doesn't. John texted they had a change in flight, so it's Jean and Mary Sue Day.
That's got to be the hardest part of traveling all the time is the when they change your flights and stuff all the time. Yeah.
Well, and I'm just.
But we're happy to be here.
I am grateful to be here, you know, and grateful that we didn't get dumped on with the snow that we were projected. You know, Friday afternoon, it's like, you know, 4 inches, 5 inches, 8 inches, 10 inches. You're like, stop. So,
well, we got four at our house. So,
yeah, but it wasn't as bad as what it was. Oh, hyped up to be. So, I was grateful for that. We are broadcasting from the Mercy One Studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM.
Or you might be streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com or tuning in on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app.
It is Monday, January 13th, and I haven't had my coffee yet, so if I slurp in the microphone, my apologies up front.
I thought you were going to say if you slur your words.
No.
It's because you don't have your coffee
yet. I don't have my coffee yet. We're going to have an interesting conversation today at 7:15. I had someone say, well, you know, I'm just not going to go to church anymore. You know, I feel like I'm such a hypocrite. I don't believe everything that the Catholic Church teaches. And, you know, it's like we're just a bunch of sinners anyway. So we're going to talk about that.
So our text line is open.
Always.
So the question is, are you a hypocrite if you go to church as a sinner?
All right.
So give us your thoughts.
515-223-1150. Always our text line is open. And at 7:45, we have Tim Drake joining us. And Tim is the executive director of Pacem and Terrace Hermitage Retreat Center. It's in Minnesota. But he has a new book, a children's book out called The Attic Saint. So very interested in reading about that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Mark, we'll have our news and sports, and we'll have your saint of the day.
But first, let's pray.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us.
Amen. Let's check in with Mark.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Well, Mark, what a pleasant surprise. Saturday evening, I turn on my phone on the app, and there you are.
And you were dialing up music, and you got me and the dialing girls and boys basketball broadcast.
I did, but I was pleased. I kept that on instead of turning over to music to see how the Maroons did, and they had a good evening.
Yes, they did. They end up sweeping Urbandale Saturday night. Of course, that game got pushed back a day, as you were just talking about Friday. The predicted storm, 5 to 9 inches, ended up being a total, because we got one, I think we got a couple inches last night here. So we got a total of about 5 inches of snow since Friday, but it came over 2 days. So we didn't get the bad conditions that we thought, but enough to cancel the games. Everybody was canceled around here on Friday, so.
Yeah, and they were all scouting out to see the Maroons and what they may be up against.
It was a who's who in that gym, because that was the only game, high school game rather, that was made up was Saturday night over at Urbandale. Everybody else is making them up tonight. And, of course, tonight's a national championship football game, so I don't know why people are thinking, because not a whole lot going on tonight other than watching the college championship between LSU and Clemson.
So who do you favor, LSU or Clemson? I don't have anything in that game. I don't know either one of those teams very well.
Yeah, well, they're both undefeated, both 14-0, and I think LSU is the team to beat. They have a quarterback that started out in Ames, Iowa, way back when, with his dad and his coaching stops, and ended up out of Ohio and then at LSU. So I kind of favor LSU.
Okay, I'll go for them.
Yeah. I don't have an opinion.
Yeah. There you go. But if there's an Iowa
Mary
connection,
Sue, how are you
I'll
doing
go
today?
I'm doing fine.
great. I always glad to have my two older sisters in. I saw John's itinerary got changed, and I said, "Oh, my two older sisters back to back Friday and then on Monday."
Love How it. Lucky can you get?
I'm a lucky guy. Lucky guy.
We tell you that all the
all
time.
All right.
What do you have for us?
We got a lot to get to today from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk. Meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Cloudy skies, 27 degrees, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is 19 degrees. And yeah, there are some slick spots out there. We had 1 to 3 inches of snow here in central Iowa late yesterday afternoon and evening through last night. So there might be a slick spot or two. Be mindful of that. Today we'll see mostly cloudy skies here in central Iowa, and they're saying there is fog in the area. So be mindful of that. A high of 38 degrees, so above average temperatures for this time of year. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, rain moving in around about 6 o'clock or so, they're saying right now, and then snow likely later. Overnight low of 25 degrees, and tomorrow partly cloudy, dry. A high of 33 for your Tuesday, and on Wednesday, snow showers back in the forecast, a high of 33 degrees, and on Thursday and Friday, Thursday colder, a high of 20 degrees, and Friday, rain, ice, snow mix moving in on Friday, as it did last Friday, a high of 30 degrees. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, if you think you're seeing a blackout license plate every time you turn around, well, you're not alone. 92,000 blackout plates have been issued since they were introduced on July 1st of last year. That's triple the number of the University of Iowa plates, which previously had the most specialty plates here in the state of Iowa. The blackout license plates are among the most expensive specialty plates in Iowa. They cost $30 and spike up to $60 if they're personalized. Now, revenue generated from specialized license plates flows into the road use tax fund, which is used for repairs and infrastructure upgrades. Still, 94% of all license plates issued here in the state of Iowa are the standard county plates. They generate $932 million in revenue, which is also from vehicle registration fees, which also includes a small portion from license plates renewals. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print and Saturday night in the games you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling girls and boys teams winning at Urbandale in the girls contest. Fourth-ranked Dowling improved their record to 9-2 as they defeated the Urbandale Jayhawks 72-67. We have a highlight clip from Saturday night's game. Now Clark right in front of us for three. Good from the top of the key, and Caitlin Clark starting to heat up. She has 25 points tonight. She has knocked down six in the contest. It was Dowling's Caitlin Clark leading the way for the Maroons. She finished with 46 points Saturday night. Grace Graber chipping in 8 points as Dowling defeated Urbandale 72-67 in the girls' contest. In the boys' game, 7th-ranked Dowling won their 8th straight game as they defeated Urbandale 48-30. Matt Stillwell leading the way for the Maroons with 13 points and 4 steals. Ryan Riggs with 11 points and Drew Daniel 9 points. Dowling has won 8 in a row. They're now 8-1 in the season and ranked number 7 in Class 4A. High school wrestling on Saturday, Dowling placing 5th at the 18-team Mendenhall Invitational at Ames High School. Women's college basketball yesterday, where the Iowa Hawkeyes are on a hot streak, at least at home. The Hawkeyes won their 30th in a row as they upended number 12 Indiana 91-85 in 2 overtimes. Quite a week for the Hawkeye women as they defeated number 17 Maryland on Thursday and knocking off number 12 Indiana yesterday. Missouri Valley Conference play, Drake defeated Southern Illinois yesterday 73-65 in women's play down in Carbondale, Illinois, while Northern Iowa losing to number 20 Missouri State, 80-66 in Springfield, Missouri. And the NFL playoffs, well, they're now set. The Final Four is now in place for next weekend. And the AFC playoffs yesterday, or over the weekend, on Saturday, Tennessee upset number 1 seed Baltimore 28-12, while yesterday afternoon, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated Houston 51-31 down in Kansas City. So Tennessee and Kansas City will meet at 2 o'clock this Sunday for the AFC Championship. In the NFC, on Saturday afternoon, number 1 seed San Francisco eliminated the Minnesota Vikings 27-10. And last night, the Green Bay Packers defeated Seattle 28-23. So Green Bay will travel to San Francisco on Sunday and meet and take on the San Francisco 49ers. They'll kick off at 5:30 this Sunday. Tonight, it's the college football national championship game. Number 3 Clemson taking on number 1 LSU. They'll kick off at 7 o'clock, televised on ESPN. Both teams are 14-0 on the season. LSU is a 5.5-point favorite. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Our next high school basketball broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio is tomorrow night, Ankeny at Dowling. Pregame at 6 o'clock right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. So join us for the call from the Dowling Gym as the Maroons host Ankeny. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently it's 27 degrees with cloudy skies, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature is 19 degrees. And today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We could see some fog here later on this morning, a high of 38 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not too bad. Starting a little slow off this morning as you're heading in from the West Mixer to downtown. It's an 8-minute drive, 7 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown on 235. We also have an accident, 235 westbound at 73rd Street. So use caution if you're going to be in that area this morning. Just take it a little extra slow as you make that drive into work. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And we're also grateful to Golden Rule PHC for their sponsorship.
Golden Rule PHC provides residential plumbing services in Des Moines, and you'll only want to trust plumbers with the experience that ensures an excellent job each time. Find them online at goldenrulephc.com, or you can call them at 888-203-5401.
It's all about soul. It's all about
Mary Sue.
It must be Monday.
It must be Monday. It must be Deacon Dave O'Brien. It's been forever since we've had the joy of having him on with us.
Good morning,
us with
Deacon
him.
Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's all about the air guitar, baby. It's all about...
Are you going to town on the air guitar?
I am. I just love that song.
I do, too.
At least the beginning of it, anyway. It's all about soul.
I wonder if...
Soul, ladies.
I wonder if they played guitar at Jesus' baptism.
What's that?
I wonder if they played air guitar at Jesus' baptism.
No, but behold, the clouds opened up.
Yeah.
This is beloved son. I don't think I get that one when I play the air guitar. I don't think the clouds open up and this is my beloved son. No, I don't think so.
No.
Deacon Tony said he was not there with his air guitar. He had another gig.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I love that quote. This is my beloved son, you know, with whom I am well pleased. And whenever I pray the luminous mysteries, each one of those mysteries has a quote from, you know, from Scripture. This one for the baptism of the Lord, you know, do whatever he tells you for the wedding feast at Cana. So, you know, those direct quotes. But this past Sunday, it officially ended the Christmas season,
mm-hmm.
right?
First week in ordinary time. Here we are.
Yep. So you can take down your tree now.
That's right. Took it down. I took mine down Saturday. So.
Oh, I took ours down yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was a day ahead, I guess.
I
get it done on Saturday. But yeah, it's the end of the Christmas season. We have now the church is of course still in its festive moments in the sense of the baptism of the Lord, because when I was pointing out at the beginning, the word behold, Matthew using behold is an announcement. See, the skies opened up. If you look at Luke's gospel, the Greek word, they are ripped open. They are ripped open. In other words, it's time now. The good Lord has been waiting, you know, Father in heaven, now salvation. I can bring my people back. Because now my son, who is beloved, is going to do the will of the Father. So it's really an important event that's going on right now.
You know, I oftentimes wondered when Jesus knew that he was Jesus. You know, that you know, if he's fully human and fully divine, you know, when he was born an infant, would he have known that he was the Son of God, that he was, you know, the second person of the Holy Trinity? When did that become, you know, intellectually, he was cognizant of that? I mean, I don't think we know, but what do you think?
I don't think there's any question. He knew who he was way before then. We can ask questions. It's great to ponder. It's great to think about. It's great to pray about. But there's certainly hints in Scripture this guy knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus knew who he was. He knew why he came into the world, but he also knew that he had to live this life of secrecy before he could get out there, which actually, you know, when all of it comes, he's fulfilling all of righteousness right now, right? He's fulfilling all that God has declared. The announcement is now. There, behold the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, behold, here's the Lamb of God. So Jesus knew that. Jesus knew all the things that he would have to do, but he never let that get in the way of humanism, what he came in to do. So he never... That's what St. Paul says. You know, St. Paul says that he was obedient to what he had to do. And so when you think about it, it was probably such a great temptation of some of the things he could have done. But certainly a part of his life was being a battle, showing the complete obedience to the Father.
So all these things that happened to Jesus, they didn't happen for him. They happened for us.
Like right.
when the Absolutely. Dove came down, it wasn't for the dove to be, you know, tapping Jesus on the shoulder saying, okay, go. You know, it was for us to see, you know, the dove coming down. The voice was not like, okay, son, you can go do the things I've been telling you about. It was no for us to hear.
No, and you do understand. I know that you do well. You're well-versed. You know, it's revealing a lot of things, right? The Son of God, right? God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. See, it's for those who open themselves, right? Get ripped open by God, right? To be aware of, this is what I'm teaching you. This is what you need to know. And so we see this first revelation of the triune God.
Oh, Deacon Dave, always a delight. Hey, we're going to have a conversation after this break, and you get to be the first one to voice your opinion. The question is, are you a hypocrite if you go to church as a sinner?
Well, that's a great conversation, and it's one that people used to deter us from going. You know, I wouldn't be who I am today if I wasn't a hypocrite. You know, I still probably times am in my life. The one thing I did in the dark years of my life when I was an alcoholic and all of that, I went to church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, I was a sinner. I was hypocritical. I was all of that stuff. Being accused, by the way, by some of my brothers and sisters in other denominations. But still, I still went. And I don't think it's turned out too bad. So to me, that we're all there. We're all, you know, but that I wouldn't be who I am today. I mean, I that's one of my part of my main story. How did I get here? Which I would have never written the book this way, but certainly I look back at my own life and my college years and years shortly after that. And just in case my dad was right, I called just in case my faith. My dad died early, and I just in case he was right, I went to church. I kept going to church. So, hypocrite. Everything, I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. But
I like that. Just in case.
Yeah,
it was just in case faith.
Yeah.
I talked about it in the classroom with the kids and stuff. Just in case. He was right. I try to tell people all the time, just in case, maybe you better try this out.
Yeah.
Maybe you better keep going. Because the grace that gets poured at Mass, the grace that we get drowned with at Mass, someday will sink in. It's just that for some people like me, it's harder to sink in than others.
Well, this is the conversation we're going to have after this break. Deacon Dave, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me, Jean.
Thank you. We are grateful to our sponsors, including R&R Realty.
R&R Realty partners with Iowa Catholic Radio in many ways, and we are so grateful to them. R&R Realty helps solve your commercial real estate needs by establishing long-term relationships built on trust, exceptional customer service, and added value. Find them online at rrrealty.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org. Positive, encouraging, inspiring music to get you through your day, available on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
This is Gloria Purvis, host of Morning Glory. Gosh, I wish they had Catholic radio when I was growing up. It would have been a source for me to learn more about the faith. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Whoa, oh, whoa.
Welcome in, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone. John had a change in travel plans, so his flight's not taken off until this morning. So we are here with you, waking you up on this Monday morning.
And we have a question for the text line.
We do. Are you a hypocrite if you go to church as a sinner? Or are you a hypocrite if you go to church and you don't believe every single thing the church teaches? You know, Mary Sue, you instruct the RCIA folks at St. Pius. So I'm sure when those folks all join the church, they believe everything, absolutely everything the Catholic Church teaches and professes when they say yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's up for discussion.
Well, does any Catholic believe everything? I mean, first of all, I don't know if we even can comprehend, maybe the most scholarly of us can comprehend everything that the church teaches, but
well, the most people don't even know everything the church
right,
teaches.
Right, that's what I'm just saying. So,
but you know, I think Deacon Dave's point before the break was really a great point. Mm-hmm. You know, go anyway. You know, it, as a priest once told me, it can't hurt and it might help.
Right, even if you were there in body only.
Yeah.
You know, that your mind is on every other thing that could possibly happen because you are overwhelmed with maybe small children or illnesses or work or whatever, but you're physically in the building, you're physically in the church, you know, that's a good place to be.
Well, you know, one of the reasons I like to say one of the reasons I go is because I need it.
Mm-hmm.
But another reason is because there are people there who also probably need it, and I can be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there. How many times have you? You know, think about this for a minute. How many times have you been at church and you notice somebody sitting around you who you can tell is really struggling,
mm-hmm.
or it's somebody you know that approaches you and says, you know, tells you, you know, about some struggle or crisis they're having in their life, and you know, you're the person there to console them, to help them, to comfort them. Well, you know, that's being the hands and feet of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and which is what we are. You know, that's
church.
That's yeah. our baptism.
But yeah, back to what Deacon Dave said, you know, that there's this meme that's been going around Facebook that prompted me to have it in our conversation today. And it says, if you're having sex before you're married, go to church anyway. If you are a drug addict trying to beat addiction, go to church anyway. You know, if you're confused about whether you are straight or gay, go to church anyway. Any addiction, go to church anyway. You get the drift here. Churches are hospitals for the broken. And yeah, I mean, if we're confused about anything, if we are mad at the church for anything, go. You know, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, become a deacon tomorrow. It doesn't mean that you have to be a lector or Eucharistic minister or sign up for every ministry that the church offers, but you are a part of the church.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't mean that the brokenness or the issues or the difficulties are going to magically disappear.
Mm.
You know, those are things that we work through over time,
mm-hmm.
and the church is the best place to do that,
yeah.
because that's where you find Christ, that's where you find your support, and through other people, and the church is there to comfort you.
Well, and I think the one thing if you do when you go to church is say, Lord, open me up to your grace that I may receive it and know where you want me to go and what you want me to do. I mean, that's really that healing touch in the presence of God. So good question today. We appreciate your feedback and your comments. We always love hearing from our listeners on our text line, 515-223-1150. And we are so grateful for our sponsors, including Bell Construction.
At Bell Construction, Dean comes to the home or job site to give you a bid for your roofing needs. And when the job's done, Dean, who owns Bell Construction, personally inspects your property to ensure the highest quality of work. Dean's been in the roofing business for 30 years, so I think he knows a little something about roofing.
So. I think he's been on a roof or two.
Yep. Call him at 515-963-4494.
Hey, our next major event is for Man Up, and it's our mission as men evangelizing in the public square. And yep. That was in January. I'm thinking of the men's conference that's coming up February. I believe it's February 22nd. Oh, yes.
Sons of the Father,
yeah.
Saturday at the Embassy Suites mm-hmm. downtown. It's from 8 to noon, and Mass is offered at 7:30, registration at 8. And the speakers include Iowa State football head coach Matt Campbell, Man Up show host Joe Stopulis, and it's hosted by John Leonetti.
Yeah. And the January 28th event is the one with our mission as men evangelizing in the public square with Tom Quiner and Tim Jamison. That'll be
at St. Mary of yeah. Nazareth. And you can find all this information online at iowacatholicradio.com.
Yep. Let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. What is it about Jesus that compels the men to seemingly immediately stop what they were doing and follow him, especially for James and John to leave their father? They must have known Jesus already, though not personally, but probably from John the Baptist's teaching. So it's with incomplete knowledge and rather with faith that we can still hear the call of Jesus and, like these otherwise common men, do great things in his name and to make the kingdom of God known.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Ladies, please join us for our next Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, April 11th at St. Francis in West Des Moines. Our featured speaker will be Jeanette Howe, founder of the Seven Sisters Apostolate. This apostolate is a call for individuals to spend time each week praying for their priests and bishops to help strengthen the church. Come and hear Jeanette talk about this very powerful mission. Doors will open at 11:30 and lunch is served from 12 to 1. Seating is limited, so sign up today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
Well, welcome everyone to John Leonetti in the Morning. It is Monday, isn't it? January 13th?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yesterday we went to church, so today must be Monday.
Rise and shine, everyone. It is a Monday morning and a little bit of snow on the ground, but if you live at my house, you just drive over the top of it. It wasn't that deep.
Yeah. No, we half inch or so at our house.
We are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. We love that they support Iowa Catholic Radio here at 11:50 a.m., 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM.
Or you can always tune in on the iowacatholicradio.com or on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And you can text us throughout the day. We'd love to hear from you, 515-223-1150, whether on our question of is it a hypocrite to go to church when you're a sinner, or on any other topic that we're talking about.
Or if you have a question.
Yeah, or a comment. Or you just love us. Yeah, we like
223-1150.
And we thank our sponsors, including Five Suns Naturescapes.
Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes, landscape and design, for underwriting John Leonetti in the Morning. They are passionate about providing natural solutions while creating a lush and full landscape for their customers. Honesty and integrity come first with them. Call them at 515-493-1060 or online at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. We've got Tim Drake coming up in the just a few minutes.
The Attic Saint. I'm very interested in.
Yeah, it looks like a really great children's
and
book.
And your Saint of the Day and Mark Amadeo. But Deacon Tony, first and foremost, would you pray?
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's check in with Mark Amadeo.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
So, Mark, on Saturday night's basketball games, you had the opposition co-sponsoring or co-broadcasting with you for the boys game. What's up with that?
Oh, the opposition. Well, Gary Birdwell, God bless him, is a teacher and coach over at Urbandale, and I've coached against him many years. And he is now retired as far as the coaching part of basketball. He's still the boys track coach there. But anyway, I said, hey, he's been to a few of the Dowling games this year. I said, hey, can I call you if I need you? I needed him because, as you know, the game got postponed Friday night, mm-hmm. moved to Saturday, and one of my partners, Mr. Mike Swaim, had a previous engagement. So I got a hold of Gary on Friday after he got out of school early, and he says, yeah, let me run it by my wife. And thank goodness Katie said yes, and he was with me. Hopefully that sounded well Saturday night.
It sounded great. And here he had radio experience already, so that was kind of fun. No, he did a great job, and you guys sounded good together.
Yeah, his late father used to listen to the games when Dowling would play Urbandale. His father lived in Ellsworth, and that's where Gary grew up. And he did a little radio, I guess, in colleges. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. I knew a lot about him, but I didn't know that. And came in well. He's a little rusty, he said. And I said, you're doing just fine.
Yeah,
you're just
fine.
Like the other two guys I put on the air with me, you know, and like Lee and Eddie in the morning. They're a little rusty, but we'll get them through. We'll manage.
Yeah.
He did a great job. And by the way, thanks to everybody at Urbandale, Billy Watson, the athletic director, and Joe Heyman, the longtime PA voice there. They are such great people, and I love going over there and working with them.
Well, and I don't know, the Guardian Angels must have been next to you if that they gave you front row seats.
Well, that was because their webcast guy was doing Iowa State basketball that night, so there was no webcast. It was just us. So he said, "Hey, we'll get you out of the Bob Uecker seats in the upper bleachers and put you down courtside." We were right next to the Dowling benches, so that was very nice
very
of
cool.
Mr.
Very
Watson
cool.
to do that.
Yeah,
yeah, it was.
So, what else do you have for us today, Mark?
Anyway, well, we've got a lot going on. The weather. Did you guys get your snow all scooped up? 1 to 3 inches that we got last night and the 4 inches we got on Friday. Did you guys get that all taken care of?
No, I was waiting for you to come over.
That's what I was. I knew I'd set myself up wrong there.
You walked right into that.
Strike that question. That did not go on the Iowa Catholic Radio text line. Strike that.
No, my snowblower worked great for the first snow, and what came last night, I just drove over the top of it. So.
Yeah, it was just a dusting compared to Friday. All right. Well, right now from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 27 degrees, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And today we'll see mostly cloudy skies. There's some fog in the area this morning, so be mindful of that if you're out and about in the countryside. High of 38 degrees here in central Iowa today, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight. And they're saying right around maybe after rush hour, about 6 o'clock or so, rain moving in, changing over to snow, overnight low of 25 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, it'll dry off, a high of 33 degrees for your Tuesday. Wednesday, snow showers possible, a high of 33 degrees. Thursday, colder with a high of 20 degrees. And on Friday, that rain, ice, snow mix coming back in, another storm system coming in by Friday. Friday's high, 30 degrees. In the news on this Monday morning, if you think you're seeing a blackout license plate everywhere you turn, well, you're not alone. 92,000 blackout license plates have been issued in the state of Iowa since they were introduced on July 1st of last year. That's triple the number of the University of Iowa plates, which previously the most specialty plate in the state of Iowa. The blackout plates are also among the most expensive specialty plates in Iowa, as they cost $30 and they spike up to $60 if they're personalized. Revenue generated from specialized license plates flows into the road use tax fund. 94% of all license plates issued in the state of Iowa are standard county plates, which are a small percentage of revenues for Iowa drivers. $932 million generated from vehicle registration fees, of which license plates are a small portion. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And Saturday night, in a game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling took on Urbandale in high school girls and boys basketball. Dowling girls defeated the Jayhawks 72-67 at the Urbandale gym. Caitlin Clark leading the way for Dowling with 46 points. Grace Gaber chipping in 8 points. The Maroons are ranked number 4, and they improved their record to 9-2. In boys action, the Dowling boys won their 8th straight games. They defeated Urbandale 48-30 at the Urbandale gym, and we have a highlight clip from that game.
Wow, woo! Nice dunk.
And did they ever. They're working inside the rings, and he slams it home. Riggs now with 11 points. That was Dowling's Ryan Riggs with a slam dunk. That's part of his 11 points. Matt Stillwell leading the way for Dowling Saturday night with 13 points, 4 steals, as Dowling defeated Urbandale 48-30 in boys basketball. The Maroons are now 8-1 on the season and currently ranked number 7 in Class 4A. High school wrestling Saturday, Dowling plays 5th rather at the 18-team Mendenhall Invitational at Ames High School. Women's college basketball yesterday, the Iowa Hawkeye women on a roll. They won their 30th straight at home as they upended number 12 Indiana 91-85 in 2 overtime. times. Hawkeye women coming off a win on Thursday night over number 17 Maryland, and yesterday knocking off number 12 Indiana. Missouri Valley Conference women's basketball yesterday, Drake defeated Southern Illinois 73-65 in Carbondale, Illinois, while Missouri State, ranked number 20, defeated Northern Iowa 80-66 down in Springfield, Missouri. NFL playoffs over the weekend. On Saturday, the AFC playoffs, Tennessee defeated number 1 seed Baltimore 28-12, and yesterday afternoon, Kansas City Chiefs defeated Houston 51-31, so Tennessee will meet Kansas City 2 o'clock this Sunday for the AFC championship. In the NFC playoffs on Saturday afternoon, number 1 seed San Francisco eliminated the Minnesota Vikings 27-10, and last night, the Packers, they defeated Seattle 28-23 at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. So on Sunday, the NFC championship game has Green Bay at San Francisco, and they'll kick off at 5:30. Tonight, it's college football's national championship game. Number 3 Clemson taking on number 1 LSU. They'll kick off at 7 o'clock from the Superdome in New Orleans. Both teams are 4-0, and LSU a 5.5-point favorite tonight. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be tomorrow night right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ankeny at Dowling. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock. Girls game at 6:15. The boys to follow at 7:45. So join us tomorrow, Ankeny at Dowling, from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, cloudy skies, 27 degrees, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And today we'll see mostly cloudy skies, fog in the area this morning, a high of 38 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports on your Monday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
No problems to pass along this morning. Just take it slow and easy as you're heading into work this morning. A 14-minute drive from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 10 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown on 235. Thanks to Builder Kent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Kent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, this saint was a disturber of the peace.
Oh, no.
Even when peace meant accepting fault.
Yes?
This saint was a disturber of the peace when peace meant accepting false teachings about Jesus.
Oh, I see. That was the peace he was disturbing. Well, it was Saint...
That was tricky.
That was. Saint Hilary of Poitiers was born to pagan parents, which that's hard for everybody, anybody. But in the young adulthood, in his young adulthood, converted to Christianity when he found the God of his childhood in the Christian Bible. Within 3 years of his conversion, Hilary was chosen against his will to be the Bishop of Poitiers. It's like, what?
You know, so many times you hear about these saints who accepted positions against their will. It's like, no, I really don't want that job.
Yeah, they're obedient. At the time, the major challenge the church faced was the heresy of Arianism, the doctrine that claimed Jesus wasn't God. Hilary was a fierce opponent of Arianism and wrote some of the best work on the divinity of Jesus and the Trinity of his time. In a power play, the Western Roman Empire asked Hilary to denounce Saint Athanasius, who is still alive at the time, in order to demonstrate the superiority of the Western Empire over the Eastern. And when Hilary refused, he was exiled to what we consider today Turkey. There, Hilary was approached by people hoping to find a middle way between Arianism and Catholic teaching. And Hilary rebuked them and challenged the Arians to a debate. I'd love that. Knowing they would lose, they begged the emperor to lift the exile and send Hilary home.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Hilary turned to Poitiers to a great fanfare. So yeah, Saint Hilary of Poitiers, to pray for us.
And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day. Stephen practices real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Call him at 515-224-1776 for all of your legal needs.
You know, Joe Stopulis oftentimes has, you know, these great saints, information about them. I wonder if he has Saint Hilary of Poitiers on as his guest today.
Well, I don't know.
Unbelievable that we couldn't book it. Oh.
Oh. You need to get a better agent if they're going to...
Well, I don't know. I have Bo Bonner on today, so I feel pretty good about where the show's going to go.
So, Saint Bo knows?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's ever called Bo Bonner a saint, but sure, we can go that route. But.
So what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, so I started the Great Men of the Bible series almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. It was the last week of January last year, so it will basically run a full calendar year. We have two more episodes left. I had Bo on this would have been pretty early on, quite frankly, in the first few months, to, in Bo's very creative way, instead of highlighting the great men of the Bible, he wanted to highlight the terrible men of the Bible and then what lessons we can learn from their bad example. And so we're going to do the same thing in the New Testament. So we'll kind of walk through some of those, you know, a couple of Herods we got to talk through, and highlight a bunch of the really bad people in the New Testament, and then we'll learn what should we not do in our lives if we want to live virtuous lives. So always entertaining when I have Bo on.
Always entertaining. Sounds like a great show. Man Up is heard every Monday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. here at Iowa Catholic Radio and on podcast as well. Thanks, Joe.
Have a great day.
Your Iowa Catholic Radio time is 7:46, and here is your Diocesan Minute.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, January 13th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Registration is open for Catholic Youth Camp. Open to youth going into third grade through high school, the camp has new and exciting things to share. Two high school camps, discounts for weeks 2 and 5, and a discount if you send a student to more than 1 week of camp. And don't forget about the brand new cabins. Visit stmcenter.com to learn more. The St. Joseph Educational Center is offering a certificate in theology and ministry through Creighton University. Courses are online and the program will begin this spring. To learn more, visit sjeciowa.org. The certificate in theology and ministry is designed to meaningfully enrich the knowledge and skills of current and future parish ministry leaders at a significantly discounted cost. Have you checked out Bishop Johnson's new radio show? You can tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Bishop Johnson also wants to hear from you. Tell us how you've experienced God working in your life, and Bishop Johnson may talk about it on one of his upcoming radio shows. Just text 515-223-1150 with the hashtag Bishop. That's 515-223-1150. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Ladies, join us for the first Mosaic Luncheon of the year on Thursday, February 13th at St. Teresa's Church. Our featured speaker is Chris Magruder, founder of The Veil Removed, a short film about what happens at Mass that we cannot see. She will talk about the miracles surrounding this project and the many graces that continue to be received. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch is from 12 to 1. Sign up now at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Welcome in, everyone, to John Leonetti in the Morning. I'm Jean Wells, along with Mary Sue Lone. John's flight was delayed. That darn snow can throw havoc in travel plans.
Well, and sometimes they just change the flight.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Just because they can.
Yeah. Well, we are broadcasting from the Mercy One studio, as always, here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and are so grateful to our sponsors, including Blessman International.
Every year, Blessman International leads teams of Central Iowans to share the compassionate heart of Christ with orphans and vulnerable children in South Africa. You can learn more and sign up for a trip at blessmaninternational.org.
You know, Mary Sue, you never know what you're going to find when you go into the attic, do you?
No.
I mean, there's treasures.
I loved going into my grandma's attic. That's one of my fondest memories of going to my grandma and grandpa's house.
Oh, and digging into old boxes. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Our guest is Tim Drake. Tim serves as the executive director of Pacem in Terrace Hermitage Retreat Center in our neighbors to the north, Minnesota. He's an award-winning author and journalist and, oh, wonderful resume, Tim. But we want to get to this, one of your books that you've written, The Attic Saint. Tell us about your inspiration for writing this story.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on your program.
You're welcome.
The story really, the genesis of it occurred probably about 16 years ago. And I was working in a diocesan building for the Diocese of St. Cloud. I used to work for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of St. Cloud, Minnesota. And it was a very old building, and I, like you, like exploring attics. And so I went up into the attic of this old building, and there were all sorts of treasures up there. But the one thing that really caught my eye was a large painting by a local artist of Pope Leo XIII. And he was Pope when our diocese, St. Cloud, was created. And I imagine that this either hung in, you know, a chancery building or perhaps even a church, but it had been tucked up in the attic and pretty much forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up bringing it down to my office, but it was a very large painting, and it didn't really have a business being up in the attic because of the cold and the heat. I just worried about the impact that would have on the painting itself. And so I kept it in my home or in my office for a time, and then I wrote to the diocese and asked them what should be done with it, because it shouldn't be in the attic. And they said, if you would like it, you can have it. So I ended up taking
it home. That's a nice present.
Yeah. Well, it was, but it was so large, it really wasn't a painting for a home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had it in my home office for about a year, and then I brought it to the local historical society and donated it to them, because they had several other paintings by this same artist, and I knew that they valued his work. So that idea of finding something in the attic, specifically a piece of religious artwork, was the genesis for my children's story, The Attic Saint, in which this young boy, Leo, moves to a new home and is led in a very unique way to go up to explore the attic. And up there, he discovers a religious icon. And that's kind of the basis for The Attic Saint.
Mm-hmm. How long, so this has been, well, how long has the story been taking you to get published? I mean, if this happened 14 years ago, when did you start writing this?
I actually wrote it, I think it was about, I'm going to guess about 15 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And as a children's story, you know, a children's story is relatively short. It really didn't take a great deal of time to write. I wrote the story, and then I'm not an artist, so I drew little stick figures, and I read it to my own children. And I can remember my son, Elias, who is now in his 20s, asking me, "Hey, Dad, that's a nice story. When is it going to be a real book?"
Oh.
And I told him, that is up to God. And so I had worked with an illustrator, and we had created three images just to try to sell the story. And we sent it around to various Catholic publishers many years ago, and it basically was rejected, which you have to get used to as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until about, I'm going to say roughly about 4 years ago, that a connection of the illustrators, he said, you know, I'm working with this publisher, and I think they might have an interest in your story, so would you care to submit it to them? So it wasn't the writing that took so long, it's the publishing. And then once the St. Paul Center or Emmaus Road Publishing said yes, then began the artist's work of creating all the illustrations, mm-hmm, for the story. And that's a time-consuming task. So That took, I'm going to say, between roughly two, a little over 2 years, probably.
Well, let's get at the crux of the book. What do you hope that kiddos will get out of it?
Well, you know, it is a story of faith. It is our saints are a deep blessing for the church and for all of us because of what they witnessed to. They witnessed to Christ. And so in this story, Leo encounters this icon of Saint Ambrose, and through that he develops a relationship with Saint Ambrose. And so my hope is, I mean, there's many different hopes I have for the book. It really is kind of a book of catechesis, though it does it in a story form.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that both children and parents would come away with really some food, if you will, for their faith to sustain them. And perhaps it will create in young people a desire to have their own relationship with a particular saint. But there's much more in the book, and as most children's stories are, the illustrations complement it very well.
Yeah.
Theodor Schlunderfritz is the illustrator, and he did an excellent job of sort of conveying not only the story, but some other things as well.
Tim, we are so grateful that you joined us today. Folks, check out The Attic Saint and get that for your kids or grandkids. You know, I always love a good story for a kid that takes our faith in a different direction. So, Tim Drake, God bless you and your work. And, folks, check out The Attic Saint. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us today. You can pray with us throughout the day. You can start every morning with Read the Bible at 5 a.m., followed by the Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary at 5:30 and 9:30, and evenings at 9:30.
And you can pray the Angelus with us at 6 a.m. and the Divine Mercy Chaplet with us at 3 p.m.
And we thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Your prayers and your financial support mean the world to us. Deacon Tony, would you offer a blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. For Mary Sue Lone, our producer, Deacon Tony Valdez, I'm Jean Wells. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love.
God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.